Okay, welcome everybody. Satnam. Let's see, what is today? July 13th, 2010, and we're going to cover a few of the main topics that are happening in terms of consciousness, ascension, planetary-wise, and global-wise. The framework, one of the frameworks that we're referencing that we've been talking about is the Mayan calendar, which is divided into nine underworlds. It's called Nine Underworlds of the Cosmos. And the pyramids that the Mayans have built have nine steps or layers. So if anybody's ever been down to Mexico, you can see these. If anybody's ever climbed up the pyramids, you're climbing, there's nine levels on the pyramids, which relate to these nine levels of consciousness. And the idea with these pyramids, the main one is the Pyramid of the Plumed Serpent in Chichen Itza. And then we also have the Pyramid of the Jaguar in Tikal, and inscriptions on the temple in Palenque. And these were all different stories, nine different stories of creation. So right now we're moving into the last layer in 2011. We'll be moving into the ninth level, which is called cosmic consciousness. And this is the part where people remember that they are a part of a bigger consciousness, a cosmic consciousness, a consciousness that has to do with going beyond the individual into remembering that we're part of a bigger collective. That we're right now we're in the galactic underworld, moving 2011 into the cosmic underworld. And why do we say underworld? Underworld just means 3D planet Earth. And overworld, so it's kind of like heaven and earth. So it doesn't mean anything negative. It just means that that with these labels, it's a way of just delineating how consciousness has evolved on planet Earth. So we're moving out of a technological age into an age of consciousness. So with the oil disaster, the oil spill, it's the last hurrah of technology gone awry, and it's the call to move into consciousness, conscious evolution, the consciousness of what's really important, rather than just allowing the technological world of the corporations to take over and just do whatever they want without regard to what's sacred, the sacredness of life. We just completed the eclipse with a new moon in Cancer on July 11th. Now, the effects of these eclipses last for at least 6 months. So this was the beginning of a new consciousness. It was the third in the row of eclipses, and this new moon was eclipsed in Cancer. Cancer is the feminine energies. When we first started doing these calls last summer, we were talking about the Cancer Capricorn moons and eclipses. So again, we had these three eclipses, the third one being the solar eclipse with the new moon in Cancer on Sunday on July 11th. So this institutes a time of the Cancer, the feminine, the water energies, caring for the water, the love, the mother, the emotion, getting connected with what's important, getting connected with the water element, with the emotions, with the love, with the intensity of the love. And we're seeing the collapse as we move from the galactic to the cosmic underworld, the collapse of the patriarchy, and realizing that allowing technology to run amok is not good, obviously, for the planet. We have these grand square or T-square, which locks in astrologically this new phase. It's an astrological configuration that forces everyone to totally change their outlook and to really integrate the polarity of the opposites into a unity consciousness or into the flow of what creates unity. And so when we think about the Earth, that's the unifying factor out of which we can stand together and unify our consciousness, that we can stand on planet Earth as one body, and we can honor Mother Earth, and this honoring and this grace unifies our consciousness. So this is what we're moving through into that consciousness. And Dr. Emoto, as we all know, has worked with messages from water. So with the crisis with the water and moving into the consciousness of the Cancer energy, honoring the feminine, honoring the earth, honoring the mother, we can move into working with water, into healing the water. And what he has found in his research is that the water can be formed into crystals, and he's filmed this through his experiments, looking at water, frozen water crystals under a microscope. And not all crystal forms from the water are beautiful. Some are very misshapen, and some are very messy looking. But the highest frequency of water, as shown by the water crystals that he created, are love and gratitude. So the healing that we need to move into now, the cosmic consciousness, the unifying factor, is those frequencies of love and gratitude. So we can even just take a cup of water and write on the water love and gratitude, and write the words Gulf of Mexico on it, and just start to infuse the water in that area and all over the planet with the love and gratitude for what it really is, for the life-giving properties, and focus our intentions on how we can bring our consciousness back to a higher frequency, and how we can actually contain these technological corporations that have the technology but don't know how to use it, that have literally run amok, that had created all these problems on the planet. So we need to focus on those frequencies of love and gratitude, and then of containing the spill, containing the patriarchy, containing this technology, so that it serves us and doesn't destroy us. And that's the pivotal point where we are in history right now. So our work, individually and collectively in groups, is about moving into this consciousness, into the love and gratitude, and containing that which is not of love and gratitude for the feminine, for the planet, that's willing to just use the planet and use people for gain, for profit, for money. That's the pivotal point. We're in history right now, and using the power of love and gratitude to protect the water from all these effects of the spill. And as we feel this abundance of love and gratitude in our own hearts, then that loving energy not only boosts our immune system, but protects the immune system of the planet. So literally this leaking of the oil has to do with the immune system or the circulatory system of the planet. And it also exposes the fact that the consciousness and the belief that we were taught to believe that oil is a depletable resource. We don't want to be dependent on oil. There's many other technologies that we can use for an energy source on the planet, but it's been part of these lies or untruths as told to us by the corporations to use oil for profit rather than understanding that it is something that the planet creates. It's abiotic. There's an ongoing supply. Again, not that we want to exploit the planet by tapping into this in a way that creates all the destruction that we're seeing, but just understanding that during this time of the eclipse and these three eclipses and this change in consciousness, these old beliefs, these lies that were told to people collectively are now being exposed. So that's a pretty dramatic example of something that was told to people. So it's this set of collective beliefs that was created by these agendas in these other time frames are now collapsing. So we can anchor in the new beliefs, the belief of love and gratitude, and the belief of consciousness, the belief of that the mother sustains us, and the belief in love most of all, and opening our hearts and moving into that collective love together. Calamon, who originally decoded the Mayan hieroglyphs and gave us a lot of information about the Mayan calendar, has declared, according to this timetable, that July 17th and 18th, which is coming up this weekend, is the beginning. So for anybody that hears this call after that time frame, is the anchoring endpoint of moving into these collective frequencies, where we're moving together as a collective into the energies of love and gratitude. So it's a line of demarcation to move from basically individual greed, or the greed of the corporations trying to use individuals for profit, into moving together into a collective experience of loving the planet and loving each other and experiencing that unity or cosmic consciousness. So this is an important weekend, this weekend coming up, this weekend to anchor that in. And you can, and this will be the new standard. So we're the seed bearers for anchoring that seed into the consciousness this weekend. So whatever you want to do for your meditations or get together with your group, this is a good weekend to anchor in those frequencies. And then we'll draw from that and we'll keep adding to that as we go along and move into the consciousness of the cosmic underworld, the ninth level of consciousness that we move into in 2011. So those are the basis of what we're dealing with right now on the planet. We're moving into this spiritual healing. We're moving into a time when we're moving out of the pain of the past, the Chiron-Neptune conjunction, which means the Chiron's a wounded healer and the Neptune's water, the dreams. So this big wound of the earth, so how we can heal the earth and move into the higher frequencies, into the higher earth, into these ascension frequencies, and out of constantly creating these wounds into the healing. So this weekend is an anchoring in of the healed energy, where we can move into those frequencies of acknowledging that we can be a unity consciousness. We can live together for those who can move into the ascension frequencies and connect with that higher frequency of the oneness of the heart. So the image is of spiritual songs and of a gossamer goddess playing a lyra as these goddesses emerge from Greek temples. So you can imagine a really beautiful image, whatever beautiful image comes to you, but that's the image that's given with the astrology coming out of this Chiron-Neptune healing crisis. What heals it? So what heals it is love and gratitude, is the unity feeling, is the awareness of cosmic consciousness, that we are part of a galactic consciousness, and there are higher energies here with us. We're not just mired down in the muck of 3D. So that's the line of demarcation this weekend that we are, that we're all embarking on together. So as we move into the honoring of the feminine energy and this day of unity, it is a great time to either just merge with the planet, meditate with your friends, feel that divine feminine healing and lifting you up into that portal of ascension, into these higher energies that are available and that are coming more and more through all the time. The main astrological event that's happening today, on Tuesday, is a Venus-Pluto trine. And what this means is this alignment deepens relationships because it exposes problems so they can be resolved and bonds can be strengthened. It's a resurrection of creative projects and rekindled feelings to bring forth new possible expressions. So just even the energy of today with this Venus-Pluto trine. So what is it that you really love? It's like rekindling that love of the earth, the love of the mother, the love of the feminine, the Venus, the Venusian energy. So letting that, and the Pluto's the deepest wounds, the deepest energies, the deepest power. So getting in touch with that deepest beauty inside you and the deepest beauty that you feel around you on the planet. That's happening today. That's that's an astrological energy today. And another energy that's really important to be aware of is that we're moving into the realm of the awareness of quantum physics. In other words, we're moving into the awareness that we live in a universe that's alive. We live in a universe that interacts with us. We're coming out of this trance that we were taught, like taught in school, that science is some static energy outside of us that's always predictable. So we're moving into the awareness that our consciousness, we are part of the consciousness, the alive consciousness of the planet and of the galaxy and of the cosmos, and that our consciousness is interacting all the time with life around us, and we're part of the evolution of life around us. It's not separate from us. It's not like life's going to evolve separate from us. We're part of that. We're part of that evolution. We can't not be part of what's happening. So that's another great disillusion of the collective belief that we've been told that life is something outside of us. So as we, in the basis of quantum physics is that as we look at something, just our awareness of looking at something changes it. There is no static atom. There is no static nucleus in the center of the atom. Our consciousness changes the world around us. So this is also, this weekend is important to remember. As you look at the world around you and you look at the world with your deepest love, with your deepest beauty, with your most open heart, that does change the world around you, and that does create the evolution that we're going through right now. So you are the evolutionary force on the planet right now. Your consciousness is serving the planet to evolve. Your consciousness is serving that ascension, which means the higher frequencies on the planet. Your consciousness is the portal that's taking us from the galactic underworld into the cosmic underworld. And it's the consciousness that's the portal that will transport us, you, and other people into these higher frequencies. So we'll see how it shows up. We'll see how many people are actually able to make it through that portal. Maybe not everybody will survive. People might go to other realms, other places, but there is a pressure to rarefy, to purify this certain level of consciousness and see who can turn into that diamond-faceted being that holds this frequency and reflects that frequency. And that's what this group is doing. It's a diamond consciousness. It's a diamond portal. And you're so valuable, and Spirit and Yogi Bhajan here again are really showing love and gratitude for us on the calls and for everyone here. And as we hold that frequency of love and gratitude, that frequency coalesces into a portal, into an ascension portal that is a path. It is a path of consciousness, so a higher consciousness that others can follow, that others can be lifted up by. And we're bringing through that portal of light as we meditate together, as we hold our consciousness on the deep beauty and on these higher frequencies. So we're going to move into our meditation right now, and then we'll all share together again. So here we go. I'm going to put on the meditation, Rama Dasa. So holding the purification of the water on the planet, that will be our intention with this meditation now. Inhale. Hold the breath up. Focus light out the third eye. Exhale, relax, relax. Let the energy go, let it go. Let the light come into your body. Send it down into Mother Earth. And around the globe and out into the galaxy. And focus on the breath. And slowly come back.